Many nuns believe in abortion, the murders of their children, and many have committed this act upon themselves. Stay tuned.
This program is dedicated to help you achieve peace of mind and soul in these troubling times, in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Now, here is your moderator, Gary Wolshire.
We go to the book of life and love, the Bible. We turn to the second epistle of St. Paul to Timothy, chapter 4, verses 1 through 8, quote, "Dearly beloved, I charge thee in the sight of God and Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead by his coming and by his kingdom, preach the word, be urgent in season, out of season, reprove, entreat, rebuke with all patience and teaching. For there will come a time when they will not endure sound doctrine, but having itching ears, will heap upon themselves teachers according to their own lust, and they will turn away their hearing from the truth and turn aside rather to fables. But do thou be watchful in all things. Bear with tribulation patiently. Work as a preacher of the gospel. Fulfill thy ministry. As for me, I am already being poured out in sacrifice, and the time of my deliverance is at hand. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. For the rest, there is laid up for me a crown of justice, which the Lord, the just judge, will give to me in that day. Yet not me only, but also to those who love his coming." Unquote. The Virgin Mary, under the title Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, appeared to Veronica Lukin at Bayside, New York, from 1970 to 1994. Our Lady brought urgent warnings and prophecies from God the Father in heaven of great events that are to happen in the near future. She came to prepare us and save us if we will only listen and follow her instructions. Now listen carefully as we play an actual recording of the urgent warnings and prophecies given from heaven on October 1st, 1988. We start at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
"Now, high up into the sky, oh, about maybe 20 feet beyond the statue, up into the sky, there is now a very white light. The light is opening up. It's as though it's piercing the sky. And there, coming through the light, is Jesus. Oh, he's just beautiful. He has on the most magnificent robes. It's cut quite differently than he wore the last apparition time, but it is a beautiful robe, all of a classic type of weave. It almost looks like it comes from a foreign country, the robe, but it is so beautiful. Now, all right behind him now, as the light is opening up, I can see Our Lady coming with someone else. Oh, it's Saint Teresa. I'd know her anywhere, since she'd been practically living with me in 1968 and 69. She has on a habit now. It's white and black. However, she has a cape. The cape is a cream color. Now they're all together, side by side. Jesus is on our right side. Our Lady is right next to him on his right side, and Saint Teresa is also standing on Our Lady's right side. Now, Jesus is touching his lips, which means that he's going to talk. Oh no, he's pointing over to Saint Teresa. She's going to talk, but I can't speak French. you will understand, my child. Oh, Jesus said that I will understand. My sister, my dear sister Veronica, how happy I am to see you again after all these years. I have been around, but not permitted by the Eternal Father to appear before you as I did in the early years. But I have been guiding you. I wished at this time that you will recite for me, Veronica, the poem message. This is for our dear Jesus here, and she is pointing over, and Jesus is smiling. He has such a beautiful, warm smile. Oh, it's just beautiful. Now he's touching his lips, and he's saying, repeat what Teresa has asked. Oh, spiritual childhood. Dear Jesus, all I can do is just love you, for my riches are here in my heart. They're not locked or chained against stealing. They're always free to depart. I offer this gift to you, Jesus. Accept it with your precious joy. I'm there to hold king in your kingdom. Just treat me as your little toy. Now Teresa is pointing over. She's pointing over to all the angels that are in the sky. You know, my sister, many other names. Will you give some this evening to others? Yes. There's Tondarius. To Zazery, he is my guardian angel. But he's quite a clown. He likes to circle around, and right now he's turning and spinning again. He always does that when he sees me. He turns and spins. And now also there's Razine and Nadina and many others. Yes, my sister, that is the happy message for this evening. But I must also come to you as a voice box from heaven. Many will deride you, my child, at these messages. Now Jesus is touching his lips. My child, I want you to know that you must not be affected by the derision and writings of those who are non-believers. Remember, in my time, I also suffered the same for the cause, my child. The Eternal Father had me within his arms always. And I tell you, my child, Veronica, that you are always in my arms. I allow many things to happen to you. Look up, my child. I want you to look high into the sky, and you will understand why you are being persecuted.
We'll pause here for a moment, and then we'll go back to Veronica's vision. You're listening to These Last Days radio broadcast, in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. We have available a fantastic new book titled The Virgin Mary's Bayside Prophecies. This pocket-sized paperback book has the 1980 through 1994 Bayside Prophecies. Some of these messages have never been published in book form. This book tells of great events leading up to the second coming of Jesus and how to prepare them for them. It has the solution to all the world's problems we face today. On pages 284 and 285, Our Lady tells where UFOs come from and a secret about UFOs. On page 237, she tells of a type of world monetary crisis coming, and whether it's inflationary or deflationary. On page 273, our Lord tells of two states that will be struck with great earthquakes. This is a small sample of the contents in this tremendous book. This book will prepare you and give you great peace and comfort in these troubling times. It has 532 pages and costs $5.95 plus $3 shipping and handling. Can be ordered from These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. You may use your MasterCard, Visa, or American Express and call 616-698-6448. The name of the book, The Virgin Mary's Bayside Prophecies, for $5.95 plus $3 shipping and handling. We ask everyone to pray that the miraculous spring will erupt at St. Robert Bellarmine Church at Bayside, New York, and Our Lady will appear over the old church building very soon. Also, we ask you to pray that we will have many generous supporters to help keep Our Lady of the Roses prophecies on this radio station. I have a story here about Hermann Cohn, who died in Spain in 1817. He was a convert Jew who became a Carmelite and took the name Augustine Maria of the Blessed Sacrament. He was asked, "Are you happy?" "Happy," he exclaimed with a radiant countenance. "I have traveled over the whole earth in order to become so, but I found it yields no happiness. In nature and in theater, at splendid banquets, and in most distinguished company, everywhere I have sought happiness, where have I not sought it, yet all in vain? But now I possess it. Yes, I am happy, perfectly happy. And do you wish to know where I find true happiness? At the feet of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament." These Last Days Ministries is on the internet at www.tldm.org. We have the Prophecies of Our Lady of the Roses, Direct Us from Heaven, Miraculous Pictures, this radio program, actual recordings of the messages themselves, and much more. We also have special prophecy report on current and future floods, UFOs, and the newly reported gigantic pistol star fireball, and much more. On www.tldm.org, we have the Jacinta 1972 picture, which has the date of the coming chastisement. Take a look for some clues and the prophecies about this famous picture. If you personally don't have a computer for the internet, maybe a family member, relative, or a friend has one, where the both of you can see this fantastic picture, Jacinta 1972. Write this down. That's www.tldm.org. And now we again return to the Bayside prophecies given on October 1st, 1988. We continue at a point where Veronica is describing the vision that Jesus told her about.
I'm looking into what appears to be a convent, but oh my goodness, this is a convent. There's a room there now off the chapel, and I know they're nuns, but what are they doing? They're dancing, and they're dressed not like nuns, but in leotards. What are they doing? Now Jesus is pointing over, and I see in the distance, looking far up into the sky, I see in the distance a steeple. The steeple looks like the type we'd find on most churches in the United States, with the crucifix, the cross, not a crucifix, but the cross on the top. Now Jesus is pointing down, and I see coming out of the door three or four men. They, my child, are priests. Well, they are? Dear Jesus, I don't understand. What are they doing? They don't look like priests. That is what makes my heart ache, my child. That is one of the reasons. Teresa is crying constantly when she looks into the convent and sees what is going on. Many now believe in abortion, the murders of the children, and many have committed this act upon themselves. You ask, my child, how could this happen to those with a vocation? How can they ever seek an abortion, no matter what the cause? I will tell you, my child, it is because they have given themselves over to immodesty. They have also given up their lives of prayer. They seek the pleasures of the world. They cannot be condemned at this time, my child, because there are too few that pray for the clergy and the nuns. They need your prayers, all the rosaries that can be said for their repatriation. My child, I wish that you will now take 3 photographs. They are most important, but this I must warn you. I will tell you part of the message when you receive the photographs, but the first part with the date, a very important date, my child, you will hold that to yourself and keep that within yourself. Teresa has the permission of the Eternal Father to remain here for the rest of the evening. She will also move about and look upon the ill and infirm, because on her feast day and the feast day of the guardian angels, there will be many cures. My child, you will question those about you and see if all of the rose petals have been distributed as I asked of you early this morning. If not, they must go out immediately. All rosaries that can be spared shall be given to the ill and infirm, and should there be others left over, my children, you will please pass them out to all visiting souls. You are in the most dangerous times now, and Jesus seems to be putting his hand like this to his brow, as though he's been through some terrible times. It is so pathetic to see Jesus with tears in his eyes. I understand. I understand, Jesus. I will. No, I won't reveal the 3 pictures, but I understand. Now, my child, you will sit back and take 3 photographs or more. Whatever you can, but we must have at least 3. You will read them in the order in which they are taken. And do not be upset, my child, at what you see. There is much that must be told to the world, as the time is growing very short. The warning will soon be upon mankind. You ask me, my child, can it be stopped? Only by prayers and sacrifice shall it be held back. But the time is long overdue. If it was not for my mother, who steadily holds her hand upon mine in sorrow, I would let my hand fall and the warning come upon mankind. It is not to be asked for, because you know it is coming, my children. It is to be prayed against, for there will be those who will die in this warning. Now, my child, take the 3 photographs. Jesus is making the sign of the cross, and he's standing there right above the trees about, I would say 20 or 30 feet above the trees. Now, Jesus is touching his fingers to his lips. My child and my children, I refer to you always as my children, because every single soul that is upon the earth today alive, and those who have also been aborted, were brought into the world through the intercession of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, they are creations of your God, and as such, for the United States, a measure of punishment, there will be a great earthquake. This earthquake will be in a most unusual place, my child. But when it happens, they will know that they are facing now an angry God.
You have just heard part of the Bayside Prophecies given on October 1st, 1988. The complete prophecy in printed form is available free. Just call 616-698-6448 or write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. And now we have the latest news from Our Lady of the Roses Shrine from Veronica Lukin's former secretary and close personal friend, Mrs. Ann Ferguson. Hello, Mrs. Ferguson.
Hello, Gary. It's a pleasure to speak to you and your listeners again. Now, my first testimony here is from California. Dear friends of Our Lady, recently a friend of mine returned to church after having been away for 34 years. The conversion, she claims, is due to Our Lady of the Roses. She passed on to me quite a bit of material concerning the apparitions at Bayside. I would like to be on your mailing list, especially for the newspapers you put out occasionally. Thank you very much. And I watch your program on television. And thank you very much. And that is signed. Now I have another part. This is from a priest. He's from St. Joseph's Church here in Illinois. He said, "Dear friends of Our Lady, thank you for the copy of the Ten Commandments. It is very well done. I am requesting 300 copies, and of course, I am more than willing to pay it for the expense, wishing you and your blessings on your wonderful work," and that's signed by the priest. Now I have another party here from Georgia, and it says, "Dear Veronica, I am writing to you to thank you for the prayers I asked for in December. My husband and I have tried for 6 years to have a baby. I had just about given up until I read about Bayside. I wrote to you and told you about our problem, and I asked for prayers. That was that we might have a baby. I mailed a letter in December. In January, I became pregnant. The baby was born in September. I gave birth to a little girl, 6 pounds, 14 ounces. On the very same day, my mother had a heart attack. My mother died on November. My baby girl is the only thing that kept me from falling apart. It seems like God had his arm around me during that time. So many things that made me realize how good our Lord is. How good our Lord was to me always. I feel as though our Lord knew how much joy and happiness the baby would bring, and my husband. And I also felt sorrow, but just knowing God was there with me and my mom made it so much easier. I want to thank everyone at Bayside for helping us with your prayers and the rose petal and the medal, and then that is signed. Now, I have another one. This is from the Philippines. "Dear Mrs. Ferguson, thank you for the messages I have just received. I would like to share with you a miracle performed by Our Lady through her miraculous rose petal. My cousin, who had been operated on for a tumor of the brain many years ago, which tumor had reoccurred, and he was grievously ill in the hospital and on the brink of death. Even the doctors had given up hope that he would recover. It was just a matter of a day or more before he would pass over the veil, they said. My family and I did not lose hope, though we continued to pray over him, and I used the miraculous rose petal and invoked both the Holy Ghost and Our Lady of the Roses. One day he woke up and asked for food. Now he is at home, alive, and can walk around the house, and he speaks clearly, though he has his memory lapses sometimes, indicating that the tumor is still there. He is very devoted to Our Lady. We are so grateful that he is alive. This is a miracle. We are thankful to Our Lady of the Roses and the Holy Ghost. Thank you so much, and may our Lord and our Lady bless you all for your work of bringing her messages to everyone. And that is signed. And that's all I have today, Gary. May God bless you now.
Thank you, Mrs. Ferguson.
Time has run out. Thank you for joining us today. Be sure to join us next week. Until then, may Jesus and Mary richly bless you and protect you and your loved ones in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ comes from heaven with great power and majesty.
You've been listening to These Last Days broadcast. We hope this program has been a blessing to you. We ask you to invite your family, friends, and relatives to join us next week at this time. We plead for your prayers that many will listen to this program and save their souls. Many miracles have occurred through Our Lady of the Roses medal and rose petals, blessed by Jesus and Mary at Bayside. You may obtain these without cost by writing These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The written messages are available free upon request. Your financial support is urgently needed to ensure this broadcast continues to be heard on this station. It will greatly encourage us in our ministry to hear from you. Please mention the call letters of this station when you write. Again, our mailing address is These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331.